This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎来到 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲。
And I'm Rob. Now, Feifei, do I have a story for you?
Oh, do tell.
Well, I was out shopping at the weekend when I ran into Neil.
Okay.
We decided to get some lunch together, when who should we run into but Dan?
咱们同事 Dan? No way!
It gets weirder. Dan joined us for a bite to eat, and then we saw Sam and Sean getting lunch together as well. It was a big, unplanned BBC Learning English meet-up.
That's unbelievable. It's a small world, isn't it?
Feifei, what are you talking about? It's a massive world.Over 190 countries, more than 7.5 billion people, it's enormous!
Rob, I'm not talking about the size of the world.
我不是在谈论这个世界有多大，我是想说你们不期而遇，真是太巧了。
It's a small world.
I know. Now, what are the chances that five of us would all meet up at the same time?
Indeed. Let's take a look at some other examples of this phrase.
Your brother works in the same office as my girlfriend. It's a small world.
I can't believe you went to the same high school as me. What a small world.
We haven't seen or spoken to each other for 20 years, and now you've moved into the house next to mine. Unbelievable!
It's a small world after all.
这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。在这期节目里，我们一起学习的说法是 It's a small world. 我们用它来形容一个意外的巧合，尤其是当两个相识的人不期而遇的时候，或两个人之间有共同的朋友，相互之间因一件事儿或一个人而被联系起来。
That's right. And now, if we're finished, I'd like to go off and do some shopping.
Oh yeah? What are you going to buy?
A globe. All this talk of small worlds has reminded me I need to get one for my son.And there's a globe shop just around the corner.
Well, it really is a small world.
In this case, yes. Bye.
Goodbye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.